Unit 7. Funding the Future. Nobel-winning scientist Yoshinori Osumi may be the savior the scientific community in Japan has been looking for. He won the award in 2016 for his discoveries of mechanisms for autophagy, which is a Greek term for self-eating. In practical terms, autophagy is a defense mechanism that the body uses to recycle cell components. This process of autophagy plays an important role in understanding cancer, Alzheimer's disease, type 2 diabetes, and other terrible diseases. One has to wonder how many Japanese scientists can follow in Osumi's footsteps because of continuous funding cutbacks from the Japanese government. Osumi recognized the crisis in Japanese scientific research and decided to use his prize money to establish a foundation. He invested 900 million yen to set up Osumi Frontier Science Foundation in 2017 and has been eliciting additional donations from individuals and corporations. The foundation started to support researchers from the spring of 2018. Through donations for research, I want to create a society where people embrace the importance of science, said Osumi. This announcement came at an important time because in recent years, Japanese researchers had been doing less research that focuses on long-term results. The funding model rewards short-term success. In the mid-2000s, the rate at which scientific papers produced by universities began to decline. Between the years 2003 and 2005, Japan produced 68,000 scientific papers, but that number dropped to 64,000 between 2013 and 2015. During the same periods, China multiplied its production by four, going from 52,000 to 220,000. Germany increased its output by 1.2 times, while India and South Korea doubled their output. One of the reasons for the decrease in output is the decrease in funding from the government to national universities. Government grants to national universities in 2017 were 10% less than they were in 2004. At the same time, the government increased the amount of funds which are competitive. This results in young researchers trying to achieve success in a short amount of time. Some of their precious time is spent completing applications in the hopes of getting funding. Japan's most renowned research institution, RIKEN, celebrated its 100th anniversary in 2017. There was a special event which was attended by the Emperor and Empress. Unfortunately, it was a bittersweet anniversary for this institution, which at one time was called a paradise for scientists. One of the current scientists, Takaomi Saito, who does Alzheimer's disease research, had his budget cut by 43%. In the span of a decade, government grants to RIKEN have been reduced by 20%. The number of research labs at RIKEN Brain Science Institute had decreased from 60 to 40. In January 2018, the government finally announced a 7% increase in the science budget. Some scientists worry that it's too little, too late, after several years of stagnant funding. Moreover, part of the increase is simply a paper gain. The adoption of accounting standards used by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development resulted in a gain on paper of 80.3 billion yen. Japan has a lot to be proud of in its scientific achievements of the past, but it needs to do more to safeguard the future of scientific research.